a walk on the wayside. I exit down the long brown stair. Dust and old paint are the only fragrances. Last week's heady aroma of dead mouse is merely a faded memory. Occasionally, rips like torn crate board shatter the stillness as my shoe heels catch in the carpet holes that hide like underbed monsters on the vertical planes of the steps. Weak sunlight from a cloudy February sky peeks through the scallop shell crystal glass of the safety door, sprinkling the creamy hall walls and crooked, crumbly ceiling tiles with faint triangular prisms. I open the door and step out into the alley. Where are the beautiful, snowy Christmas card vistas? The white flaky blanket that covers the parking lot is more like heaps of Celtic salt around La Brea tar pits. Whether it is the warmth of the sun or salt doing its municipal duties, the result is a series of ebony pools garnished with swirling kaleidoscope rainbows. Where the asphalt is bare, it looks like dark honey spread too thickly over burnt toast. I walk into the crisp air, blinking momentarily as clouds flee to a different town. Softly, carefully, I tread the icy ruts of the one-way street. Long vertical piano keys, black ice, and soiled lacy snow that snake into the intersecting avenue. Frozen tire tracks and hobnob boot prints from another pair of shoes, like fossil imprints stamped in rock, show me the way. Sandblasted snow dunes sprinkled with garbage and cigarette butts grow slowly, ever so slowly, smaller. Faintly, so very faintly, I hear the whispering chuckle of tiny silted streams of water flowing beneath my brittle steps. Splash crunch, splash crunch, and away I go to where the water gathers and the road begins. And away I go to where the water gathers and spring groans for release. And away I go and back I come while spring still groans for liberation. Wayne O'Connor, February 2010, for the TLL Poetry Club.